This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Disgraced L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling is dropping his lawsuit and will let the $2 billion sale to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer go ahead. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports on what the jaw-dropping deal means for the price of other teams.
How much is a sports team worth? Well, as much as someone's willing to pay for it, says Matt Powell, an analyst with Sports One Source. And he says big numbers like this tend to start trends.
I think this sets a new bar. You know, it's like the real estate market, right? Which are comparable. And I think this is always going to be thrown up in people's faces about what a team is worth.
And the price tag may not be as crazy as it sounds, says David Carter, director of USC's Sports Business Institute, if you consider a couple of factors.
The size of the LA market and the fact that there's the big pending TV contract coming up. The number on the surface seems a little bit high, but when you peel it back, ultimately, it might make sense.
The Clippers brought in an estimated $128 million in revenue last year. That's no $2 billion, but Carter says sports teams tend to be reliable earners.
Franchise values are going to continue to climb because we've seen a real appetite for sports content and fans consuming it so many different ways.
And says Carter, a team like the Clippers coming up for sale is a rare window of opportunity. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.